I was on assignment in New Mexico, traveling with my teenage daughter Zoe, when we heard about the storm that was due to destroy the eastern seaboard on the day we were flying home to Vermont.
Weekend edition essayist Tim Brooks.
The weather in Albuquerque was warm and sunny, but almost at once we were in the middle of our own storm, a bizarre, disturbing, artificial indoor storm, a storm of information, an airport storm, a CNN storm. It raged all day, a storm of calls to the airline and calls home, of gate changes and delays, of hard plastic seats and glossy magazines, moving walkways, Tom Clancy novels, cell phones, airphones, laptops, tiny foil packets of pretzels, fruit salads of hard nectarine slices and hard cantaloupe chunks, our ears ringing with, "Listen carefully as menu options have changed." With Gershwin looped over and over as hold music, with unattended luggage will be removed and may be destroyed, whirling people up into little clusters under the TV screens where the gigantic white thumbprint revolved jerkily over New England. This was a storm of threats, and it buried everyone in a familiar helplessness, a blizzard of theys. They're saying 2 feet. They're saying 3 feet. They're calling it the storm of the century. Meanwhile, in the real world at home, it was snowing, but it was a very different storm. My wife Barbara went outside and found that the driveway had vanished and her car up by the road had vanished too. So she walked my younger daughter Maddie down the road to where the mothers gather for the school bus to find the mothers, Beth, Betsy, Sally, all digging out Sally's car. When the mothers heard that I was away, they saw the kids off and came over to dig out Barbara's car, swapping jokes and stories of winter. When Zoe and I got back next day, having been diverted to Albany, the snowbanks beside the driveway were 6 feet high. "Let's make a snow fort," said Maddie. But we ended up making a snow warren, a magnificent 14-foot network of tunnels that even I could worm through on my stomach. So, this is Tim Brooks, out here in storm-struck New England. Pull the camera back for a wide view. Here we see Zoe's feet sticking out as she goes in with the shovel. Try to get Barbara making snow angels and then zoom in on Maddie's head, barely sticking out above the snowbank where she's jumped down from the maple tree and almost disappeared. Great shot. Okay. That's my report from the scene of the disaster. Now, back to the studio.
Tim Brooks teaches writing and cricket at the University of Vermont, and he's the author of A Hell of a Place to Lose a Cow.